It is your KORN News Radio Sports, Friday morning, June 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota Public Broadcasting says it remains committed to covering South Dakota High School Activities Association events, despite national discussions about funding for public broadcasting. The commitment was highlighted Wednesday during the annual report to the Activities Association Board of Directors. STPB reached more than 491,000 users last year through its website and YouTube, generating 2.8 million views and more than 818,000 hours watched. Also on Wednesday, it was Peer School Board member Randy Hartman elected chair to the High School Activities Association Board of Directors. Now, he will assume the role at the association's July meeting. Meanwhile, Harrisburg High School principal Ryan Rollinger was elected as vice chairman. Minnesota Twins have now won four in a row, five of their past six. They continue to roll offensively yesterday as they sweep the Texas Rangers with a 9-3 victory. Trevor Larnach was 3-for-5. He had a home run, drove in three as the Twins complete the three-game sweep. Minnesota jumped out early, never trailed, scoring multiple runs in the first inning for the third straight game in the series. Larnach had a two-run home run in the fourth, later drove in another run with an RBI single in the sixth. Twins would also get a home run and three RBIs yesterday from Brooks Lee and Ryan Kreidler. He would add a two-run shot in the eighth, and also catcher Victor Carantini went 3-for-4 yesterday. Twins right-hander Joe Ryan improved to 5-3. He picked up the victory, allowed three hits over five shutout innings with seven strikeouts. The Twins now head to Arizona. They start a three-game series with the Diamondbacks. First pitch is tonight at 8:45. Mexico becomes the first team to qualify for the knockout stage of the World Cup as Mexico picked up a 1-0 victory late last night versus South Korea. Canada also victorious as they beat to Qatar 6-0. South Africa and Czechia tied at 1, and Switzerland defeated Bosnia 4-1. World Cup action continues today. It starts at 2 o'clock on Fox as the U.S. takes on Australia. Scotland will take on Morocco at 5 o'clock. Brazil versus Haiti at 7:30. And Turkey versus Paraguay tonight at 10. Wyndham Clark surged to a four-shot lead yesterday before first-round play was suspended at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills. Clark was 6-under through 16 holes, taking advantage of some calmer afternoon conditions after some early gusty winds. Clark left the course in darkness with two holes left to complete his opening round, as a play will resume early this morning. Clark holds a four-shot lead over a group of seven players, including Dustin Johnson and Oklahoma junior Ryder Cowan. Only 17 players were under par as they near the end of the first round. For more sports, check out our websites at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.